You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. There are more immigrants living in the U.S. now than ever before, over 40 million. Today, we're beginning a series bringing you stories of what it's like when someone first comes to this country. This is the premiere of our series, First Days. The first days are full of excitement, loss, adventure, anticipation, and they're unforgettable. Here's Shabba Tharoor Srinivasan, who immigrated to the U.S. from Calcutta, India in 1979.
I arrived at JFK Airport from London Heathrow on a Saturday in August after having spent a few days in England with my uncle and a week in Geneva with my brother and his wife. My parents felt that since this was the first time that I was leaving India, it might be wise to give me an opportunity to acclimatize myself in the Western world while still in the company of family. A close friend of mine had asked his cousin who lived in New Jersey to pick me up from the airport, so I was met by two kind strangers who were gracious and welcoming. They picked me up in their station wagon and drove me home to a delicious chicken curry and rice dinner. The most exciting moment that I remember of my arrival was seeing the Manhattan skyline as we drove from JFK to New Jersey. As a student of literature and a lover of books, I was familiar with New York stories, and I had goosebumps when I saw the tall buildings of my favorite city. I came to America on a scholarship to a liberal arts college called Elmira in upstate New York to study English literature. It is on the grounds of Elmira College where Mark Twain's octagonal study is located. As a student of literature, whether English or American, to be where the great American author and humorist penned his masterpieces like Huckleberry Finn was indeed a remarkable blessing.